name of the Lord his God because of the wars which surrounded him until the Lord put them under the sole of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor misfortune. What a wonderful time to be doing the worship of God. But watch what he's going to start doing. And we've already studied that the Solomon's temple is not the temple. Let's see if this helps you see why his temple is not the temple where God is. And behold, I intend to build a house for the name of the Lord, my God, as the Lord spoke to David, my father, saying, your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, he will build a house for my name. Now, therefore, command that they cut for me cedars from Lebanon, and my servants will be with your servants. Uh-oh, we're joining hands with these people who are not of God. And I will give you wages for your servants according to all that you say. For you, I'm going to pay you to work for me. For you know that there is no one among us who knows how to cut timber like the Sidonians. So I was going to go and use them. And it came about, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly and said, blessed be the Lord today, who has given to David a wise son over this great people. Of course he will, because there is now unity between that which is evil and that which is of God, or supposed to be of God. Verse 8, so Hiram sent word to Solomon, saying, I have heard the message which you have sent me. I will do what you desire concerning the cedar and